So have you spent before you get the bill? There's no time to kill. If we'd known 10 years ago today would be 10 years from now, would we spend tomorrow's yesterday and make it last somehow? Or be the cheers in someone else's game and never learn to play and see the rules of thumb are all the same? They measure every day. The grass is green on both sides of the hill. There's no time to kill. No time to kill. How they fly. Would we escalate the value to be worth its weight in gold? Or would we never know the fortunes that we had till we grow old? And do we just keep killing time until there's no time to kill? No time to kill.
Land Radio, looking out for our area farmers for over 40 years. The latest from the Brownfield Network is coming right up.
Do you have an outdoor construction project in mind? Looking to get some ideas and estimates for a project soon? Bryant Construction will impress you with their quality of work and pricing. Sam and his team handle all exterior construction in our area, from pole barns to framing and decking, garages and additions, barn restorations, or whatever you might need built. Call 785-851-6924 or find Bryant Construction on Facebook. Sam will meet with you to provide free estimates and ideas to make your next project an affordable reality. Bryant Construction, 851-6924.
Do you need to haul something across the county or across the country? Blue Valley Trailer Sales in Waterville has what you're looking for. They have inventory available, but it's limited, so don't hesitate to call soon because their stock will go fast. They offer top quality brands such as Titan, Travelong, Hillsboro, Wilson, and Sharp. Again, inventory is limited, so call them for availability, 785-363-2224. You can also visit the website, BlueValleyTrailers.com.
Our corn was mixed, cattle were higher, hogs are mixed. Emily Wenmick and Grebner with your Brownfield Market Update. With more than 50 corn lines to choose from, Stein offers elite genetics with a broad range of traits. Stein is yield. Yield plus choice. Learn more at steinseed.com. Soybeans ended the day lower. Planting and development weather looks generally favorable in much of the Midwest and Plains. Weekly old and new crop export numbers were bearish. July beans down 2 3/4 at $13.34 1/4. August beans down a nickel at $12.69 3/4. Corn was mixed. Corn is watching planting and development weather, including rain in dry parts of the U.S. plains. Old crop exports were a marketing year low following a big cancellation by China. July corn down 7.5 at $5.54. September corn down 2.5 at $4.94 1/2. The wheat complex was lower on fund and technical selling. Wheat continued its decline despite the low yields and high rates of abandonment reported in the central and southern plains. Old crop exports were bearish, but the new crop numbers were decent. In Chicago, July wheat down 14.25 at $6.11 1/4. September wheat down 13 3/4 at $6.24. In Kansas City, July wheat down 29.5 at $8.56. And in Minneapolis, July wheat down 32 at $8.27 3/4. Live and feeder cattle are up, with boxed beef higher at midday, watching the direct markets. Asking prices are at $172 live and $282 plus trust. June lives up 70 cents at $165.52. August lives up 50 cents at $163.62. August feeders up 335 at $234.50. September feeders up 327 at $237.22. Hogs are mixed on spread trade. The mixed cash business and demand uncertainties. Midwest butcher hog markets were steady. The national direct business was down 230 and the Western Corn Belt was up $1.96. June lean hogs up 42 cents at $85.30. July lean hogs up a nickel at $85.60. For the latest in market news, go to brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
I see you finally got a new helmet.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, we're starting very early here at Sinseneca, Nemaha Central and Sabetha, 3A Regional Championship. Jared Sluppy with you as we're already underway, as Sabetha is the home team, the one seed in the region. Nemaha Central, the two seed. Braden Uphouse started off the game flying out to right. We're in the top of the first. And a 2-0 pitch is high. Ball 3-2. Evan Olberding, the sophomore second baseman for Nemaha Central. On the rubber for Sabetha is Christian McAfee. McAfee having a pretty solid season, I would say, to say the least. He went 30 2/3 innings for an ERA of 2.20 entering the tournament. As that pitch in there for a strike, make it 3-1. How about a 184 whip and a 258 opposing batting average. 3-1 pitch, Olberding loops it, and that is going to be leaped and caught. Nice play by the second baseman, Kramer, for out number two. So let's go through the hitting order for Nemaha Central. Braden Uphouse led things off. Olberding is the guy that's number two in the hitting order. Number three, that's at the plate right now, is the senior center fielder, Jaden Thomas. Batting cleanup and on deck is the sophomore right fielder, Sam Nordis. First pitch, just missing outside for ball one. Reese Garrity batting fifth, and he'll be at first base, sophomore this year. Jonah Dieters, the junior catcher, batting sixth. Derek Wirtz batting seventh. And that's a swing and a miss to even the count 1-1. Wirtz, sophomore third baseman, batting seventh. Reed McKee is batting eighth. He'll be in left field, the junior. And batting ninth is the senior designated hitter, Jaden Thomas. Colby Free is playing shortstop. And he is not playing. The sophomore, not hitting. As mentioned, he will be the shortstop. Is that pitch missing for ball two? So 2-1 count. Top of first, two out, nobody on. With McAfee going to work from the windup. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Off speeder. Kind of inside a little bit. Beautiful day once again here on 103.9 FM KNZA. Great day for baseball. Onega yesterday, here today. 2-2 pitch. Outside pitch. Swing and a miss. And down go the Thunder, 1-2-3. We'll go ahead and keep it here to kind of get you caught up on how things have progressed in this tournament as we have a break in between the middle of the first inning. So Sabetha, they won 12-2 against Riley County in their quarterfinal game. And then Nemaha Central won 15-1 over Minneapolis in their first round game to get to the semifinals. Then the Blue Jays defeated Rossville 3-2 in a tough pitcher's duel. A highly contested one. That was a fun one. That one immediately happened after that final game in the quarterfinal round. And then Nemaha Central defeated Silver Lake 7-3, and that gets us right here. So those the Sabetha played at home, and so did Nemaha Central. And now, since this is the Nemaha Central Regional, we're playing here in Seneca at Swisher Field. Beautiful Swisher Field inside the press box that is under renovation, but I can tell already that this is going to be a fantastic facility. It's already looking very good, very spacious, very wide open. It's connected to both fields, this field and the softball field behind us. It's a fantastic facility. It's only going to get better. 332 dead left and dead right. 340 to straightaway center, so a lot bigger than Onega's field. That was only 270 to left and 275 to right and 315 to left and right center field. So likelihood of home runs are a lot less than that, but we do have some great hitters here this afternoon that could possibly go deep. Yamaha Central has went deep 11 times, Sabetha just 4, and taking a look now at Sabetha's hitting order. Leading off and playing second base is Josh Herman. Herman, a senior this year. It'll be Marcus Bauman, the junior center fielder, batting second. Batting third is the junior pitcher, Christian McAfee. Batting fourth is the sophomore second baseman, Mitchell Kramer. Batting fifth and playing third is Chase Fry. Batting sixth and going to be playing right field is the center, Noel Niehaus. Batting seventh and playing first is the junior, Jacob Grimm, as the first pitch to Herman is taken to right field, and then it's over the head of Nordis around first, and that will be a opening first pitch leadoff double. Well done by the senior. And that gets the hitting underway in the ballgame. Continuing in the hitting order, mentioned number batting seventh is Jacob Grimm playing first base, the junior. Batting eighth is going to be in left field, Aiden Lang, the junior. And batting ninth is a senior playing shortstop, Matthew Garber. Looking at the defense for the Thunder, it'll be Brayden Uphouse on the mound. What a season he's having, both on the mound and at the plate. And to finish off the battery, it's Dieters behind the plate. As the first pitch to Marcus Bauman is a little bit outside for ball one. Left to right in the infield, Wirtz will be at third. Free is at short. Oberding at second. Garrity at first. McKee is in left. Thomas in center and Nordis in right. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Evens up the count 1-1. So looking at Brayden Uphouse's numbers on the rubber this year. We already know he has a cannon because of the fact that he was the quarterback this season for the football team that won state. 32 2/3 innings with a .86 ERA going into the tournament with a .95 whip and an opposing batting average of 160. As that one shot foul behind home plate to make it 1-2. So this is a dude that is a handful for batters. He's a perfect undefeated 6-0. He's only given up 19 hits and 4 earned runs this entire season. He's only walked 12 batters and he's struck out 51. Trying to get number 52 right here with a 1-2 count to Bauman. And time is called by Bauman. He didn't like how much time he was taking, and partially due to the fact that Herman has got a pretty big lead over at second. Free drifting over to try to hold him on. A shortstop for the fellas in purple. Purple tops, white pants for Nemaw Central. That one is inside for ball two, evens up our count. Blue letters and numbers with the white accent. Looking very clean, very crisp. Also some purple socks for Mr. Uphouse. He looks fantastic. I'm always a sucker for baseball players that roll up their pant leg up to their knee. Is that one chopped foul? Even keep the count even 2-2. I know the newer style is to roll and keep all the pants all the way down to the shoe, but I'm old school. I like when they roll them up. You get to see the color of the sock that complements the color of the jersey or the pants, which is what Uphouse is doing. It looks very, very sleek. 2-2 pitch once again. That one fouled straight back into the nets, and we'll do it once more. As for Sabetha, they go with their navy blue uniforms, white letters and numbers with their gray pants. So only white is on their letters and numbers for the home team here this afternoon. Despite being here in Seneca, this ball hits center field, and Bauman lines out, and a poor base running mistake as Herman was halfway to third base, and he tripped and fell, and that's going to be a double play. And an easy throw from Jaden Thomas over to Oberding at second to double him up. So that'll bring up Christian McAfee as the bases are now empty. And the junior starter trying to help his own cause here. No batting gloves for the lefty. First pitch to him. Swing and a miss. A little bit behind that fastball that was up in the zone. A little bit of wind blowing to the right side of the infield and outfield, of course, as that ball was inside. He fouled it off, took a hack. It's now 0-2, one pitch away from getting out of this first inning. Head coach for Sabetha is Curtis Hamilton, and for the Thunder, it's Skylar Mayberry. 0-2 pitch from the stretch. That ball is hit in the air towards left field. It's drifting, slicing in foul territory near it, and it's dropped. It's a fair ball. Throw to second is not going to be in time. So that ball hit the glove of McKee about 3 feet into fair territory, popped out and squirted into foul territory, but since he touched it in fair territory, it was a fair ball. It was a tough play for McKee to make. He was unable to make the catch. And I think since it was such a tough play, I'm going to write down that that was a double instead of an error. That brings up Mitchell Kramer. First pitch from Uphouse misses the mark for ball one. And he will go from the stretch with the runner on. He likes to do that anyways. That one, this is up high for ball two. Comes set, looks back at second, nobody holding him on this time. Fouls that one off into the Sabetha dugout, look out. That makes it 2-1. Winner of this one, of course, will be playing in Manhattan at Toynton Family Stadium for the Class 3A State Tournament coming up next Thursday. As that one misses up and in the zone, makes it 3-1. I tell you, that is a facility. Got to call some baseball games there. Well, I was doing student radio at K-State, and it is a fantastic. They just upgraded it, too, recently in 2020. That one misses up and in. It was an unfortunate time to finish those facilities, as that is a five-pitch walk that allows two runners on. Got to call a couple games in the new booth, but, of course, that season was cut short. So two on runners on first and second, two out for Chase Fry, the third baseman for the Blue Jays. Is that one missing low for ball one? Fry batting 304 on the season. Got five doubles. That makes up for all his extra base hits as that one's pulled foul down the left field line, out of play, evens up the count 1-1. 56 ABs, 10 ribbies. Love to add to that total right here. 16 runs, 10 walks, 18 strikeouts, and 9 steals as well. 1-1 pitch from Uphouse. Now on bloops, shallow right center, and this one is going to get down for a base hit. And that'll score a run. Runners will be on the corners, two out, RBI single for Chase Fry with McAfee scoring from second. Nordis, Thomas, and Olberding set out a campfire in right center field as they surrounded the baseball as it drops to the turf. I guess it's actually natural grass, but you get my point. So 1-0 Sabetha. And that brings up Noel Niehaus. First pitch. That one is low for ball one. Niehaus with a 310 batting average, already the sixth batter in the hitting order coming to the plate. That one's in there for a strike. Inside corner of the strike zone. Niehaus steps out of the box, looks over to his head coach over at third base. And there goes the runner, and they're going to throw it. Goes off the bat. And wanting interference is Dieters. He's not going to get it because, well, he didn't really move. Instead of throwing down to first, he was trying to throw down to third. Excuse me, throwing down the second, beg your pardon, as Kramer steals second base. And it'll be runners on second and third. This one's fouled opposite way down the first base line. Makes it 1-2. Oh, beg your pardon, Kramer's on third. It was Fry who stole second base. This one fouled again down the first base side. teammates applauding him on for hanging in there. So that run that he surrendered for Uphouse is only the fifth one he's given up this entire season. The count is now 1-2. Base hit could add two more runs to that total. Swing and a miss on a pitch up and in, and they get him for out number three. So they get one run, and Sabetha gets it from an RBI single by Chase Fry. We go to the second inning. Coming up next here on 103.9 FM KSVA.
When your vehicle needs a shower and a good cleaning, take it to AG's Car Wash. Located at Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha. Open for business and ready to clean your ride. AG's Car Wash has three wand bays and an auto wash built to give your vehicle that new, squeaky, clean look. It's easy, convenient, in and out, and efficient. AG's Car Wash, Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha. Clean up your ride and have it looking like new today.
Most checkups aren't something you look forward to, but they are extremely important. You see your doctor or dentist annually, but what about your insurance agent? The professionals at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha invite you to stop by to review your needs, operation, and coverages. You could learn some helpful information. Call Kansas Insurance at 785-284-7611 to schedule your insurance checkup today. That's 785-284-7611.
Kansaland Radio.
We played an inning of baseball already, and Sabetha gets an RBI single from Chase Fry to give Blue Jays a 1-0 lead here in the state regional championship here in Seneca. The hometown team, that is the visitors, are back up to the plate with Sam Nordoff leading things off. The sophomore right fielder fouls this one straight back to the screen for strike one. Omaha Central was retired 1-2-3 as our game started 7 minutes early. Started at 1:53. Nordis coming into today, batting 377 as a cleanup hitter. Off-speed pitch, missing up high by just a smidge. 20 hits on the year, that is the second most on the team, with 15 ribbies. That is also, actually, that is third on the team. He has a home run and a double, actually a triple as well. There's six doubles, as that one, swing and a miss, makes it 1-2. 22 runs, 10 walks, and 12 Ks. That one swung on in the dirt, so head to first, and the throw is in time from Herman to Grimm, the first baseman. So that's the first four up, first four down, as we take a look at the defense for Sabetha. We didn't get to that in the first half inning. So McAfee on the rubber, Herman behind the plate, Fry is at third, Garber is at short, Kramer is at second, and Grimm is at first. The first pitch to the left-hander, Reese Garrity, the sophomore first baseman, is off the glove of Herman inside and goes to the backstop for ball one. Left to right in the outfield, Lang is in left, Bauman is in center, and Niehaus is in right. That one just missing outside. That was very close, but they're going to give him the benefit of the doubt. Garrity batting 279 on the year with 17 total runs, 12 RBI, and a pair of home runs, which is the second most on the team, only behind Brayton Uphouse's six. Here comes the 3-0 pitch from McAfee. And that is a four-pitch walk. Commences up and away on a fastball. Just tried to throw a strike, but missing the mark. That brings up the junior catcher, Jonah Dieters, batting 275 coming into the tournament. 13 RBI, which is the fourth most on the team with 14 hits and four doubles. Does have a home run this season as well as a triple. That one low and away. Good scoop by Herman, sliding to his right to make that catch. McAfee having a tough time finding the strike zone here at the top of the second. 1-0, Sabetha leads it. Thanks to a Chase Fry RBI single, a blooper to right center field. This one's popped up left field. Lang moving in, now to his right, makes a catch for out number two. That brings up the sophomore third baseman, Derek Wirtz, batting seventh in the hitting order. Garrity is on at first with two outs. He reached on a walk. The low batting stance for the sophomore. Bent over quite a bit, and as this ball is dropped, the throw down to second base on a late steal attempt, and it is in there. And he'll get a steal. And that ball only was about 6 inches to Herman's right after knocking it down. That one was in the dirt. This one's fouled to the screen to even the count 1-1. So it wasn't like this was a bad pitch. It wasn't a wild pitch, and it wasn't a pass ball because he kept the ball in front of him. That's just a heads-up stolen base play as Herman was unable to get the throw there in time. Here's the 1-1 from McAfee. Wirtz pops this one up and behind the screen once again, so making it 1-2. Wirtz hoping to get the first base hit of this ball game for Nemaha Central. And he'll step off the back of the mound. Nobody holding on. Garrity at second, so he'll hold on to it. And now approach the mound once again. He's the pitch he likes. Now come home. Up high and off the glove of Herman. That's a wild pitch that allowed Garrity to come home, or excuse me, come to third. So now just a base, any base hit will even up the scoreboard. They're going to swap the baseballs out, I think, because he thought that the grip on that was not quite right. Give him a new baseball. And I think the home plate umpire needs a few more because he's still walking towards the Nemaha Central bench. Take a look at some of the other action from yesterday. Talked about Onega, how they won their home regional. They defeated Valley Falls 8-5. And what a game that was. They trailed 4-1 going into the bottom of the fifth. Got a home run to get it 4-3, and then a two-run blast from Jackson Coulterman, the sophomore shortstop, to straightaway center field to take the lead, and then got some extra runs after that, after things kind of just unraveled for Valley Falls. So they will be in great bent. Here's the 2-2 pitch. This one grounded to third, fielded cleanly. Long throw over to first, and that one a little bit of a wild throw, but no problem for Grimm as he makes the catch. And a man is left stranded. No damage done for Christian McAfee. It's 1-0 for Sabetha. We go to the bottom half of the second. Coming up next here on 103.9 FM KNZA.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Kansaland Radio.
Here in Seneca, Sabetha leads Nemaha Central 1-0, looking to clinch another spot into the state tournament. Sabetha back at the plate for the second time as Jacob Grimm will come to the plate, the junior first baseman. First pitch, that one misses inside from uphouse. Uphouse has been such a lethal pitcher this year as that one fouled straight back to the screen. Off to a bit of a rough start, but looking to bounce back. This is something he has done quite a bit this year. As mentioned, coming into this tournament, he had only given up 4 runs, and he gives one up that one in their fourth strike as well. Makes it 1-2. Going from the stretch once again. Going to hit up the middle, and that is through for a base hit right on top of second base. And Grimm is aboard with a leadoff single here in the bottom of the second inning. That'll bring up Aiden Lang, the junior left fielder. By the way, taking a look at the field for this Class 3A state tournament, and it is a good field. Wait for this first pitch from Uphouse. It's in there, strike one. So Collegiate from Wichita won the Anthony Harper Regional. Humboldt won the Burlington Regional. They are 22-1 on the season as that one misses up high for ball one, evens up the count. Columbus won the Girard Regional with a record of 20-2. Goodland won their home regional despite being the 2 seed. And then Bishop Ward won the Hiawatha Regional. And Mutu Ozaki is that one in there for strike two, outside corner. And then Central Plains won the Hoisington Regional. And then Santa Fe Trail, as the 1 seed, won the West Franklin Regional. So this is the last one. That one fouled off. Makes the count 1-2. Bishop Ward defeating Jeff West in the championship in Ozaki yesterday. Go back over to first, not in time, as Bishop Ward defeated Riverside, Donovan West, Atchison, Moore Hill, Mount Academy, and then Jeff West to get there. Out straight back to the screen, and stays 1-2. Good at bat here so far from Aiden Lang. Batting 256 on the year. Uphouse comes set. Now one's ripped into right center field. Will it hang for... No, will not. Thomas has that ball go over his head, the center fielder for Nemaha Central, and that is a single that will get Grimm over to third. The runner's on the corners with nobody out for Matthew Garber. He bats 362, and there is definitely a strategy to having him batting ninth. Some managers, some coaches like to have one of their best contact hitters bat ninth to kind of tie into having their good hitting continue at the top of the hitting order as well with 1, 2, and 3, obviously. And right now it could be timely for Garber. Is that one in there for strike one? Good job by Uphouse to throw a strike after giving up that hit. Comes set, and comes home. There goes the runner, and it's going to be another base hit, as it's gloved by the shortstop free, but he was going towards second base after the runner took off to second, and he was unable to get back on a weak grounder. And it's 3 consecutive singles, and it is 2-0 Sabetha. DeLang is up to second. It brings up the top of the order, Josh Herman. Led off with a double. Is that one missing by a hair for ball one? Herman on the year batting 271, 16 hits this season, 18 RBI. Opportunity to get one more here, at least. That one's fouled down the first base line. Really solid crowd here this afternoon. Some parents taking some time off from work to see a historic moment for one of their teams. Chance to go to state in Manhattan, Kansas, coming up next Thursday. One more pitch. Breaking ball. Hit to the second baseman. Oberding flipped to second in time. Throw to first. No, they cannot turn the double play. The throw is wide. Rounding third and coming home is Lang. And Herman is going to stay at first base. That'll be a fielder's choice. And that makes it 3-0, Sabetha. couldn't quite turn the 6-4-3 double play. And that will bring up Marcus Bauman, who left the left his first time up, and that one inside pops out of the glove of Dieters, but he's able to scoop it as it moves a couple paces to his left. Coming into the tournament, batting 356. Back over to first, not in time. I think they'll actually probably go down as an E4 that allowed Lang to score. Now that I think of it, is a throw. Ball's hit in the air to right field. That's going to get down for a base hit about 5 feet to the left of the foul line in shallow right field, and that is a base hit. That puts runners on first and second. That brings up Christian McAfee for the second time today. He doubled his first time up and was the first run to come across home plate in the first inning. The 3-0 Sabetha. Two runs have scored. An RBI single by Garber and an error as this ball is hit to left field. Backing up is McKee, and it will be caught, and the runners will stay put. So Herman's on second, and Bauman stays at first. That brings up the cleanup hitter, Mitchell Kramer, sophomore second baseman. Hoping to do some cleaning up right here. He walked his first time up. From the stretch, up house, comes home. Check swing, blooper to center field, and that's going to get down for a base hit. Rounding third, heading for home. That's one run going to score. Throw into third is not in time, and that's an RBI single for Mitchell Kramer. And it's 4-1, Sabetha. As Herman scores from second. The Chase Fry, who had an RBI single in that exact same spot that Kramer just hit it in, he'll hope to possibly get another RBI here in the bottom of the second, as the home team, despite not playing in their home stadium, is working. First ball ripped up the middle for another base hit, and another run scored. And it gets past the center fielder, Thomas. And the wave is not going to be on, and staying at third is going to be Kramer, but it is 5-1 Blue Jays, as Bauman scores on the RBI single from Chase Fry. And a mound visit from head coach Skylar Mayberry. And I think that it'll be nothing more than a mound visit. That makes it 6 hits this inning for the Sabetha offense. And what a fantastic inning for the Blue Jays. Yamaha Central, don't sleep on them just yet. I mean, this is a team that hits 306 as a collective unit. So it's not a team that you can count out just because they're down by 5 runs. So it's Sabetha 5, Yamaha Central 0, and Noel Niehaus comes to the plate. He struck out his first time up and takes a hack, only gets a piece of it for strike one. Up house with runners on the corners. There goes the runner at first, and that'll be a steal for Chase Fry. No throw down as the pitch is swung on and missed for strike two. Makes it 0-2. Fry with his second steal of the day. Did the exact same thing last inning. RBI single and then steal second. Now both runners in scoring position, but that's going to be strike three. Got him looking. And Niehaus down on strikes for the second time this afternoon. But 5 runs for Sabetha on the game, 4 in this inning, and it's 5-0 Sabetha. We go to the top of the third, coming up next, here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at
786-335-2838. KNZA. Four runs for Sabetha in the bottom of the second, and they lead it 5-0. Jared Sluppy back with you here from Seneca Regional Championship. The winner will occupy the last base in the 3A state tournament. Coming to the plate for Omaha Central is Reed McKee, batting eighth in the hitting order, the junior left fielder with his first cuts of the afternoon. McKee batting 271 in the air, first pitch swing and a miss for strike one. 13 RBI for McKee, despite only three extra base hits on the year. 0-1 pitch from Hamilton, or beg your pardon, excuse me, from McAfee, and that one misses down low. Foul tip into the glove of Dieters. Makes it 1-2. And how about McAfee so far? Hasn't allowed a hit. Just one walk and two strikeouts. And, of course, no runs. 1-2 pitch. That one gets away from Herman. On a pitch outside, low, and evens the count 2-2. The count is even. Hamilton back to the windup. And here's the pitch. Breaking ball, waiting on it, hitting it to right field. There, though, is Niehaus, and they'll make the catch for out number one. Sabetha with the S on their hats, reminiscent of the Michigan State Spartans S. That's a navy with the gray front of the hats. The dark gray/black bill and letter as well. That one's fouled. Strike one to the left-handed Jaden Thomas. He is the designated hitter this afternoon for Omaha Central. 265 on the year is batting average. Allen misses outside, even the count 1-1. 9 hits, 2 doubles, 7 ribbies, 17 runs for number 3. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Pitch that was inside. A fastball. Makes it 1-2. Going to make quick work of the Thunder here in this top half of the third inning. There's a pitch. Now in there, strike 3 got him outside corner. And that is the third K of the afternoon for Christian McAfee. And that brings up the top of the order for the second time today. Braden Uphouse, mentioned how good he's been this year, batting 393, leads the team in hits with 22, leads the team in doubles with 8, triples with 2, and home runs with 6. As that one gets past the glove of Fry, the third baseman, he'll be safe. That's going to be an E5, and he is aboard the second base runner of the day for the Thunder. Uphouse also has 13 steals and hasn't been thrown out once. As Olberding, the sophomore second baseman, thumbs up. That one out of play for a strike. the diving Garber for a base hit. So multiple base runners for the first time this afternoon. That brings up Pace Kramer to the plate. Struck out his first time up. First pitch hit in the air. And that is out of play. Over strike one. So Uphouse over at second now. Oberding at first. Pitch, and that one hit him, and the bases are loaded. Uphouse the third, Oberding the second, and Case Kramer with an HBB. First pitch, swing and a miss for Sam Nordis, the sophomore right fielder. Going back to the windup for McAfee, his first true jam of the day. This one's slicing foul on the first base line. Had a mix-up with my number, so I apologize. We actually have Cooper Kramer. He's playing shortstop. Case Kramer is playing center field. Big thanks to some help in the booth with that. Here's the 0-2 pitch. That one, just a touch outside. That was a fantastic pitch, but not getting the strike three call. Can still get out of this with no damage. Two gone, bases loaded, 1-2 count. Back to it is McAfee, and again, just a bit outside that one, a little bit more than last one. And good location, trying to get Nordis to chase, but a sophomore with some good patience and discipline, not pulling the trigger. 2-2 count. Outside pops out of the glove of Herman. Coming home and scoring is Uphouse. That's going to be a pass ball. And that breaks up the shutout. That's going to be an unearned run. All the runners will advance. And the Thunder have their first run of the afternoon. Oberding over to third, Case Kramer to second, and Nordis still at the plate with a couple runners in scoring position. Wind up and 3-2. Swing and a miss, strike three got him. Minimal damage, but it's now 5-1. We'll go to the bottom half of the third coming up next here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Did you know Sabetha Community Hospital offers a full range of imaging services? They offer x-ray, CT scanning, ultrasound, vascular services, and echocardiograms, nuclear medicine, and mobile MRI. These imaging services are vital to diagnosing and treating health conditions. The health of you and your family is the number one priority at Sabetha Community Hospital. Find out more about the excellent imaging services and care you receive at Sabetha Community Hospital. Call 785-284-2121.
SBS Insurance is proud to announce we are celebrating 20 years of providing excellent service to our clients. We've helped protect families, homes, farms, and businesses from unforeseen events. Our team of experienced agents is committed to providing the best possible coverage and customer service to suit your individual needs. To celebrate this milestone, we will be providing lunch at each of our locations this summer. Please visit our Facebook page, SBS Insurance, for specific times and dates.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Sabetha trying to lead off where they went in the second inning after scoring four runs, getting six hits, but they allow one run to Nemo Central thanks to a pass ball from Herman and Uphouse scoring from third. So it brings up Jacob Grimm, the junior first baseman. So we'll leave things off here in the bottom half of the third for the Blue Jays. First pitch from Uphouse. That one fouled straight back to the screen for strike one. A very much needed run for the Thunder, especially with things not going Braden Uphouse's way on the rubber. The one pitch popped up in play, foul territory, and that is going to be caught by Reagan Garrity, the first baseman, for out number one. A good start to the inning, and it's the first time today that Uphouse has retired the leadoff batter, and that will bring up Aiden Lang. Had a single last inning, came home to score. First pitch, that misses inside for ball one. He came home and scored on the error from Oberdang at second base on a throw to first, trying to get a double play. Hit high in the air, playable, in left for McKee, now drifting to center field, and Case Kramer will actually make the play. Now the out number two. Uphouse trying to make quick work of the Blue Jays here in the third, and that brings up Matthew Garber. Had the RBI single that brought home Jacob Grimm to start off their first run last inning. First pitch, fastball right down the heart of the plate for strike one. So not only were there the six hits and four runs, there were two errors from the defense as well. Mentioned the one from Oberdang, but also one from Case Kramer in center field as he misread a ball that rolled out to him. Is that one just missing for ball one, low and in. Uphouse comes set and delivers. That one touch outside, making it 2-1. Good pitch from Uphouse. Again, just barely missing. Here's a 2-1. This one grounded, jammed him. Throw to first from Wirtz. It's in time. 1-2-3 go down the Blue Jays in the bottom of the third. We go to the fourth with Sabetha leading Nemaha Central in the regional championship. 5-1 state spot on the line here at 103.9 FM KNZA.
Flatbed drivers, CAIMTS in Sabetha is hiring over-the-road truck drivers. Drive new Kenworth tractors, choose between two different pay scales. Both include benefits. Please call CAIMTS in Sabetha, 785-467-3170. That's 785-467-3170.
For 41 years, Floyd's Truck Repair has handled all semi-truck and trailer repairs and on-road services. With a dedicated and experienced team of employees, Floyd's Truck Repair is looking for its next local owner to take over the business. Call or stop by Floyd's Truck Repair, Old Highway 75 and 36, south of Sabetha.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
We go to the fourth inning with Nemaha Central trailing here in Seneca, but they are the visitors by a score of 5-1 to the Sabetha Blue Jays. Jared Slovey back with you. And leading things off for the fellows in purple will be Reese Garrity, sophomore first baseman. First pitch to the lefty. That one in there, strike one outside corner. From Christian McAfee. Bases loaded last inning with two gone and able to not allow any earned runs, but gave up one run via pass ball. That one outside. Ends it up 1-1. Here's the pitch. Inside for ball two. Wind up, and the 2-1. Way outside and way up for ball three. Try not to lose him here early. In the first three innings, McAfee has not allowed leadoff man to be a base runner. And now he has. He gives up a 5-pitch walk to Garrity. That's his second walk of the game. And as mentioned earlier, Garrity was the first walk. That brings up Jonah Dieters up for the second time today. The right fielder flew out to left field his first time up, or excuse me, beg your pardon, the catcher. Where's number 9? First pitch. Foul back for strike 1. Thunder still looking for their elusive first hit of the ball game. A pass reached on an error last inning, came home to score. Throw over to first, not in time. McAfee from the stretch delivers. That's outside. Large secondary leaper down to first. Skips in to Grimm and knocks it down with his torso. Keeps in front of him. To the 1-1. That's inside. Getting out of the way. Dodging is Dieters. The 2-1. Collegiate, Humboldt, Columbus, Goodland, Bishop Ward, Central Plains, Santa Fe Trail. The team's waiting to see who comes out of this one. Make up the state tournament as that one misses outside for ball 3. Again, the state tournament at Toyton Family Stadium in Manhattan, Kansas will be next Thursday. That's when it'll start. That's inside for ball 4. It gets away briefly from Herman, but not to an extent to where Garrity has a chance to get the third after the walk. So it's back-to-back walks to lead things off for the top of the fourth. Now a quick mound visit. Be sure to stay tuned to our website, mscsports.net, as we have more postseason coverage coming up from area teams at state. We have regional track today as well. State track and field coming up in Wichita next Friday and Saturday. How about the McLeod softball team winning a pair of games, won 10-0 against Valley Falls in the first game, and then it was predestined almost that it was going to be McLeod and Troy in the championship, and it ended up being so, and a great pitcher's duel, an absolute classic, in which McLeod won 2-1 over Troy. That was in Wathena yesterday, and so McLeod undefeated, 23-0 going to state. This will be the one seed. It's that one outside. Low and away, ball 1. McLeod, the lone undefeated team in Class 2-1A. As Eric Wirtz comes to the plate, runners on first and second, both reaching via base on balls. And after a near-perfect first two innings for McAfee, he's now allowed 5 base runners out of his last 6 that he's faced. As that one misses for ball 2. Five to one in favor of Sabetha, though. But Nemaha Central is a couple hits away from making this a ball game once again. The pitch. And that one also missing, not by much. That was a pretty good pitch from McAfee. Paying the outside and upper corner, not getting the call. Back to the stretch for the Blue Jays starter, looking to square Bunny, now lays off, and it's a strike. Grimm, the first baseman, racing in. Fry, the third baseman, staying put with the runner on, with runners on first and second. That's definitely a force play that they could go to here. 3-1 pitch, and that's a 5-pitch walk, so 3 walks in a row for McAfee, only had 1 going into this inning. And by the way, I beg your pardon, Olberding actually had a base hit, so he has given up 1 hit in this game. So all of a sudden, the tying run is now at the plate. First pitch misses low and away to Reed McKee, the junior left fielder. McKee has driven in 13 runners this season, tied for the third most on the team, and that one misses as well, another ball. Tough time finding the strike zone for Christian McAfee here in the top of the fourth. making things interesting. Back to the windup. Bala misses low and in for ball three. And McAfee is not really taking his time in between pitches either. He's just going right back to it. 3-0 pitch. That one's there for a strike. Finally able to find the strike zone. 1-1 infielder's playing in a little bit. 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss ahead of that off-speeder that was up in the zone. That might have been ball four. So the count is now full. A big pitch right here for both teams. Here we go. Wind up in the 3-2. Bases loaded. Nobody out. That's behind his head at ball four. And that's an RBI walk. That's four consecutive walks. And Reed McKee gets an RBI walk. So Garrity scores. Dieter's on to third. Wirtz on to second. And that brings up Jaden Thomas. First pitch. Now on misses low. Another ball. Again, working from the windup with the bases loaded. Inside ball two. Now the tying run is at first, as that one's there for a strike outside edge. Makes it 2-1. And the go-ahead run is now at the plate. They are one swing of the bat from taking the lead. Now on misses as well for ball three, up and away. 5-2 in favor of Sabetha. Here in Seneca, but Nemaha Central is the away team. Nemaha Central the 2 seed. Sabetha the 1 seed. Wind up. Here's a 3-1. Gonna get a bunt down, and he pulls away, but it's called a strike. He thought it was ball four as he starting to throw his bat to the side, so I don't think he was trying to show up the umpire, but here's the 3-2 pitch coming up. Now he steps off the back of the mound. Thomas now steps back into the box. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three got him. Still a long ways from getting out of the inning as that is just out number one. And now comes up their, possibly their best hitter, Braden Uphouse. In almost all statistical categories, he is their best hitter, and he has bases loaded with one out. Down by three. Is that one fouled out of play? That makes strike one. The first time in a long time he's been ahead in the count. And he'll go right back to work. Here's the 0-1 pitch. That's strike two, outside corner. That looked to me like that might have been a ball. That makes it 0-2. Possibly some momentum here for McAfee. That one misses just a touch outside. That one looked about the same spot as the last one, maybe a little bit lower. So it might have been a low ball. It makes it 1-2. Foul straight back to the screen. We'll do it again. Go by McAfee after getting the strikeout, trying to keep it going. Starting to maybe get into a little bit of a rhythm here. The pitch, up and in. Ball two. Pivotal point in this game for both teams. 2-2 pitch, hit in the air. Blooper, center field, playable for Bauman. He'll make the catch, but steep enough to where it'll be an easy tag as the relay is late. But a pretty lackadaisical jog from third by Dieters. They decide to throw home, and it's not nearly in time. So that sack fly makes it 5-3 now off the bat of Braden Uphouse. That brings up Evan Olberding for the third time today. Singled last inning, stranded at third. First pitch, swing and a miss, or strike one. Olberding also popped out of the infield in the first inning in his first try. So he's 1 for 2, beg your pardon. Stepping off the back of the mound is McAfee. He'll now readdress the rubber. From the stretch, once again, here's the pitch. And foul tip off the very end of his bat makes it 0-2. Now he's just one strike away from getting out of the inning with semi-minimal damage. Take throw over to first. Grimm not on the bag, so he holds on to the ball. The 0-2. Hit in the air, behind on plate, and out of play. Coming up for Sabetha will be the top of the hitting order. Herman, Bauman, and McAfee. After going 1-2-3 last inning, as that one fouled back to the screen, we'll do it again. Those just joining us, four consecutive walks to start this inning, with the one from Reed McKee being an RBI walk, as that one missing the mark, and the throw to third is going to be high and into left field. Here's the throw to home plate. That's going to be high, and the runner is going to head to third, and that is going to be in time for the final out. So they get one more run. It is now 5-4 as Wirtz stole third and came home on a bad throw from Herman. So again, it's now 5-4, a 3-run fourth for Nemaha Central. So Beth will try to respond to that coming up next here at 103.9 FM KNZA.
Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem. With Highland's online classes, even if you live out of state, all students pay one low rate. Summer and fall enrollment is open now. Don't wait. Complete the free application at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home and far from debt.
Are you a rancher? Are you worried about commodity prices? Livestock Risk Protection, also known as LRP, provides your business with a defense against declining livestock prices in the future for fed cattle, feeder cattle, and swine. No one can predict where prices will end up, so take away the worry with LRP. Contact SBS Insurance Agency at 785-336-2821 to learn more about protecting your livestock business.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Go to the bottom of the fourth. Sabetha surrenders three, and it's a one-run ball game. It's 5-4 now with top of the order coming through for the third time as first pitch foul tips off the bat of Josh Herman. He is 1-for-2. A double, the leadoff, the game for Sabetha, and then he reached on an error in the second inning, came home to score. And that one missing. Evens the count 1-1. Uphouse still on the rubber for Nemaha Central. That one hit right back to him, but past his glove and also past the glove of the second baseman. And into center field, four base hits. Was Mitchell Kramer, the second baseman, as that brings up Marcus Bauman. Uphouse gave up three hits in the third, in the first. Gave up six in the second. None in the third after a three up, three down, and gives up one here in the fourth. First pitch, swing and a miss. High fastball. One of those hits was by Bauman. He got a single in the second, came home to score. Three runs come across from Nemaha Central, recapping that last half inning. An RBI walk from Reed McKee, a sack fly from Braden Uphouse, and the last one reaching on an error from Herman, the catcher. That one's up high, evens count 1-1. As for Sabetha, they got four of their runs in the second inning. An RBI single from Matthew Garber, one from Mitchell Kramer, and one from Chase Fry as well, and one scoring on an error to boot. Back over to first was not in time. Here's the 1-1 pitch from Uphouse. to Bauman. Swing and a miss ahead of that off-speed pitch. Down in the zone, it makes it 1-2. It would be big for the Thunder if they got a quick inning out of Uphouse and got right back to home plate after getting a bunch of momentum. Obviously, Blue Jays are looking to respond and try to regrow their lead after it shrunk back down to 1. In the dirt, can't stop it is Dieters, and on to second is Herman. Be a wild pitch. So now the double play, not an option, and all of a sudden, Bauman puts us in the right spot in the outfield, and Sabetha responds with a run of their own. Blasted to left field, backing up is McKee, and that is going to be over his head and off the wall. He will score, and it is 6-4 Sabetha, an RBI double by Marcus Bauman, and the junior center fielder delivers. And that will bring up Christian McAfee for the third time today. He had a double in the first inning. He represents the team's first run of this contest. First pitch, foul strike back from the left-hander. Or strike one. Herman bats right, bats left but throws right. Much like yours truly. The old mixed dominance. The one pitch, check swing, and he went. Makes it 0-2. Off the middle of the bat and jammed him, and they got Bauman in between second and third in a pickle, and he got him. But he dropped the ball, so it shouldn't be. He shouldn't be out. Oberding dropped the ball when he tagged him, so he shouldn't be out, but they called him out. Now I think the umpires are going to come and discuss this, and hopefully the third base umpire will come and make the correct call, as the first base umpire was the one who made the call, and now Bauman will jog back over to third. Which I don't know if he would be awarded third base or he would have to go back to second because he never did advance and get to third base. I think he would have to go back to second, but we'll see what the umpires will talk about. Well, obviously we know what they will talk about, but we'll see what the decision is here. And the third base umpire really making his persuasive case, and he should win this argument because he made the tag, but as he was finishing the tag, he dropped the ball. So he should be safe. Meanwhile, McAfee is on first base. He'll be staying there after a fielder's choice. And now all three umpires converge in between the mound and home plate. This is a big time call here. Meanwhile, getting ready to step in the batter's box is the sophomore second baseman, Mitchell Kramer. And they are still talking this one out. I think the first base umpire really thinks he's right. And they are going to keep him out. Wow, I can't believe that. That is not a good call. But either way, Bauman... it's called out after being caught in a pickle between second and third. So only a runner on first. That was the first out of the inning. First pitch. Now one behind the head of Kramer. One on, one out, 6-4 in favor of the Blue Jays. Now on opposite field, base hit through the gap in between Oberding and Garrity, the second and first baseman. That moves McAfee up to second, and Kramer reaches safely on the single. And a guy you definitely don't want to see if you're Braden Uphouse right now is Chase Fry. He is 2-for-2 with 2 RBI singles. Try to keep that going here. Has an opportunity to do that once again with a runner on second. First pitch. Swing and foul tip back. One out here in the bottom of the fourth. Sabetha has brought home one run already on an RBI double off the bat of Marcus Bauman, who was caught in a pickle and represents the lone out of this inning as well. Here's the 0-1. That ball hit well to left field, but right there is McKee. It should be playable for him, and he will make the catch. And the runner's left to stay as he actually was able to come in a little bit to make that catch as well. So not quite deep enough to advance the runners. And that brings up Noel Niehaus, the senior right fielder, is 0-for-2 with a pair of Ks. One front-facing and one backwards K. Two outs now here in the bottom of the fourth. And time is called, but Uphouse threw the pitch anyways, and probably was for the best that he went in through that, because I've seen so many pitchers injure themselves on timeouts called by hitters before they throw the pitch as that one misses inside. At the same time, as a catcher, you got to make sure you have your head up as soon as he calls time. Don't put your head down, because that pitch might be coming either way. Now the miss is blown away. And Eaters was looking for that pitch, even though it didn't count. Count is now 2-0. Niehaus trying to keep this inning going, with two down in the bottom of the fourth, with a 6-4 Sabetha lead. And the Sabetha right fielder takes that strike, make it 2-1. And he'll get a bunt down right in front of home plate, perfectly executed. Throw to first if not in time. That's an infield single. And the bench for Sabetha loves that. That was spectacularly placed. Also, it helps, too, that is natural grass in the infield, so that thing just died right in between home plate and the pitcher's mound. That brings up Jacob Grimm with the bases juiced, but there is two outs. This is definitely an opportunity for Sabetha to blow this game wide open. Grimm is 1-for-2 with a single and a run, and that ball hit to right field, and that's going to get into the gap, into right center. One will score. Rounding third and heading home is Kramer. He will score. Runners will be on the corners. The throw comes home, and it gets away from Dieters, but Grimm wasn't paying attention. He was already talking with his first base coach. But it's a 2-RBI single off the bat of Jacob Grimm, and it's 8-4 Blue Jays. As McAfee and Kramer both cross home plate, and Niehaus is on to third, and that will bring up Aiden Lang. The junior left fielder is 1-for-2, had a single in the second inning. He also scored a run, just like Grimm did before his 2-RBI single just then, as the first pitch taken for a ball. So after Nemaha Central got back within one run with three runs in the top half of the fourth, as that one misses for ball two, Sabetha responds with three runs of their own, inning still not over just yet. Runners on the corners, two gone. 8-4 Sabetha. Winner goes to state. 2-0 pitch. And that one fouled first base side. 4-1. Not very big leads for either of the base runners, so Uphouse doesn't worry about that, but that one misses up and in. Makes it 3-1. This is brand new territory for Braden Uphouse, who has This is a dominant season. Mentioned that coming into the tournament, he had only given up four runs, or their four earned runs, the entire season. That one misses up and in for ball four. And the bases will be loaded once again. And that brings up the fantastic bat of Matthew Garber, who had an RBI single in the second inning, with Niehaus at third, Grimm at second, and Lang now at first. Chance to really possibly blow this game wide open right here. First pitch, slicing foul. Of these eight runs, six of them are going to go down as earned runs. Now I'm missing outside. Makes it one and one. Lavelle's just trying to get out of this inning. Now an inside foul. Just barely missed that one as it was grounded down the third base line. Crossed the line about 4 feet in front of third base. One and two the count. Garber awaits the pitch from Braden Uphaus, the right-hand starter, working from the stretch as he has done all game, just even with empty bases. Tipped off the rubber temporarily. Now he's back on it. And here is the pitch. In a high pitch above the letters, he swung at it, got a piece of it, goes back to the backstop, and we'll do the 1-2 pitch over again. Coming up for the Thunder are the 2-3-4 hitters, Olberding, Kramer, Case Kramer, that is, and Sam Nordis. Big lead over at first. Now holding him on. That ball hit in the air, right field, foul territory, racing over, and unable to make the catch. Big time dive with a ton of steam. Sam Nordis, incredible hustle, but to no avail. Once again, the count, stay at one and two. The wind blowing to the right. If that wind wasn't blowing at all, that might have been a nice catch and foul territory for Nordis. That ball ripped down the line. Foul once again the third base side. So he's gone from the third base side back to the first base side and over to the third base side again. Some foul balls. That was a breaking pitch. That was in on the hands. Good at bat here from the senior shortstop. What do you expect from one of the best hitters on the team? And now they're going to get him in a pickle between first and second. A large lead throw to home, and timeout called by the umpire. But the run's going to count. I think they're actually going to call Uphaus for a balk, is what happened. And that is what happened. So that was what the stoppage was for, The play kept happening, and Niehaus scored from third regardless, but it's going to go down as a balk and not a steal for Nolan Niehaus. So Grimm is on to third. And Lang is on to second. As Garber will once again await the 1-2 pitch. The score is now 9-4. In the air, again, foul territory, first base side, and that's slicing out of play. That is four foul balls with two strikes. And Garber will stand back in after readjusting his grip and take care of other things, of course. Here it comes again. And now one ripped to the left field for a base hit past Wirtz. One will score. Rounding third, heading for home is Lang, and he will score. And it's a two RBI single for Matthew Garber to clear the bases. And it's 11-4, a 6-run inning in the bottom of the fourth for the Sabetha Blue Jays. And I think that's going to be it for Braden Uphouse. Rough day in the office for him. Again, it is 11-4. 6 runs have come home to score for the offense of the Sabetha Blue Jays. They gave up 3 in the top half of the fourth inning as the lead was cut back to 1. We do have a new pitcher, and we'll go ahead and talk about it coming up after the break. We'll step aside for 60 seconds here on 103.9 FM KNZA.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmeldley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
KNZA.
Braden Uphouse's day is done, and on for the mound for Nemaha Central is Traven Enneking. On the season, 7 2/3 innings pitched. This is his fifth game of the season that he's pitched in. He's given up 13 hits, 5 earned runs, only 1 earned run for a .91 ERA, a .235 whip, and a opponent batting average of 333. It was a really tough day at the office for Braden Uphouse. He goes 3 2/3 innings. He gives up 15 hits. 6 in this inning, 6 in the second, and 3 in the first. That brings up the top of the order. Josh Herman comes to the plate. This ball hits slowly to Cooper Kramer, throw to first, and that is in time. So one pitch, one out, and that ends this disaster of an inning for the Thunder. But Blue Jays, they get 6 runs here in the bottom of the fourth. It's 11-4, and we go to the fifth coming up next here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size? Can't find one? Standard door won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gherkin storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gherkin? Gherkin Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gherkin offers 3 storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gherkin.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gherkin storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
Kansaland Radio.
Sabetha has gotten 15 hits this afternoon, and they lead Nemaha Central 11-4 as we go to the top of the fifth inning, and Christian McAfee still going at it for the Blue Jays. And the final line for Braden Uphouse's day, he gives up 15 hits, 9 earned runs out of the 11 total runs he's given up, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts, and 3 2/3 innings. So for the Thunder now, it'll be Evan Olberding leading things off, and he leads off with a base hit right up the middle. It's the center field grass on the fly. That is his second hit of the game. He's now 2-for-3. He is the only Thunder batter to get a base hit today. And that brings up Case Kramer for the third time. He's 0-for-1 with a strikeout and hit by pitch. And this ball gets away from Grimm. He's going to take off for second. Throw is going to be not in time. That was a weird play as Oberding stopped as the ball came in to Mitchell Kramer. And Kramer then had a chance to tag out Oberding as he stopped. And then he dove into the base and tried to dive in for the tag. Was Kramer, and he missed it. So who's safe? That was just a bizarre play. Oberding gets away with not running through the bag, but sliding in, and that ball is hit to left field. That's a base hit. Oberding will be held at third, and runners will be on the corners with nobody out. As Case Kramer gets the third hit of the day for Nemaha Central. That brings up Sam Nordis. He's over 2 with a pair of strikeouts. Love to turn his fortunes around right here. Going to get a big rally going here. There goes the runner to second. It's going to be into center field. And that will bring home a run. That's going to be an E2. So Kramer, the second baseman, another interesting play there. He came up to make a cutoff, but he didn't make the catch. He decided to let the ball go, and the shortstop, Garber, was not there because that ball was about 5 feet wide to the right of second base. So he was nowhere near that and just went right into center field. So that'll be an E2 that allows Oberding to score, and Case Kramer is allowed to get to third as well. So two errors from Sabetha just in this inning alone. They committed one last inning that was also on Herman. So he's committed two errors today from himself, and the other one came from McAfee on the bad throw over to first base. So Nordis resumes his AB. There is no count because there was no throw to the plate as the first pitch. This is outside. Now the time is called. He wants a new ball. So 1-0 count, runner on third, nobody out. Zach Fly could make this 11-6, as it is now 11-5 after Oberding scored on the error from Herman. 2-0 pitch, down and in for ball 3. Remember last inning, McAfee threw 4 consecutive walks, which is a part of a 3-run inning for Nemaha Central in the top half of the 4th, as that one is in there for a strike. And hit in the air, right field, foul territory, slicing with the wind, too. That's out of play. And even if that was in play, probably catching that might not have been the best idea. It's kind of borderline because he has that runner on third. He easily tags and scores if he makes the catch, because that is a long way thrown home against the wind, too. But that doesn't matter, because that was not a realm of possibility with that slicing and being pushed by the wind out of play. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Down and low, ball 4, 6-pitch walk. And Nordis reaches base safely for the first time today. Reese Garrity was the first of those 4 walks from last inning. He comes up to the plate for the 3rd time today. He has 2 walks today. Had 1 in the 2nd as well. So McAfee hands the ball off to his head coach, and he's going to walk up. That's going to be it for him. And it will be Fry coming in relief. So we'll go ahead and send it to a break, and we'll come back here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Hello, my name is Sarah Lukert, and I am a certified health coach at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. My specialty is teaching our patients not only how to eat well, move well, and think well, but setting up practical, simple plans to eat clean, exercise responsibly, and remain accountable to their wellness goals. Health goals are so much easier to attain when you have someone to coach you along the way. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha at 284-0088 for your free consultation today.
Kansaland Radio.
The wind to pitch is going to be Chase Fry. Jared Sluffy back with you. It's 11-5 in favor of Sabetha Regional Championship here in Seneca. And looking at Fry's numbers, 2.14 ERA on the season, 184 WHIP, 258 opposing batting average in 5 2/3 innings. This is his fifth game he's pitched in. He's given up 8 hits, 8 earned runs, 8 walks, and struck out 7 batters. Oh, I apologize. Those first three numbers were incorrect. 988 ERA, 282 WHIP, and 296 opposing batting average of the first pitch. Missing for a ball. Throw down to second is not in there. It's into center field as Nordis will get a steal. In meantime, Kramer comes home from third as mentioned, throw goes into center field, taking out the ankles of Garber, the shortstop who covered. A little bit of a collision there between Nordis and Garber, but both are okay. We're back to it. Garrity awaits the 1-0 pitch. That one's in there for a strike. McAfee responsible for the man at second base. Pitch, that ball roped into right field, but a hooking and foul. Ball hit very well. That stayed fair. That might have been a home run, but that was a good maybe 15, 20 feet foul. Count is now 1-2. Thunder trying to spark some offense here. Runner on second, down by 5 here in the top half of the fifth inning. They brought home 2 runs this inning. And there, strike 3 got him outside corner. That was painted beautifully by Fry. That brings up Jonah Dieters. First pitch. That one lined into right center field. That'll drop in for a base hit. Into third is Nordis, and he will stay there. And runners on the corners with 1 out. Nice piece of hitting for Dieters, who is now 1-for-2 on the day. And Wirtz making his third plate appearance. He is 0-for-1 with a walk and a run. And a pinch runner coming in for Nemaha Central. That's Carter Hike coming to run for Dieters. From the stretch, he'll go over at first from Fry. Now on grounded, foul on the third base side. Bethel looking pretty good right now to get to state, but there still is a lot of baseball left to be played here in the top half of the fifth inning. There goes the runner to second. It's Hike, and a bad exchange between the glove and the hand for Herman, so an easy steal for Hike. Now 1-1, runners on second and third now. Now on blooper, foul territory, first base side, and calling it off. His pitcher is Grimm, and he makes the catch. We're out number two. Big out right there. And that will bring up Reed McKee. Oh, beg your pardon, that's Traven Enneking. He'll be pinch hitting for Reed McKee. That ball on the first pitch, hit towards right center field, a little blooper, and it's, oh no, it's dropped! Oh, it was very close to a fantastic catch. He had it about halfway through, and now the throw is in the home plate. It is not in time for the run, but throw down to second, Enneking with the base running mistake, and he is tagged out easily at second base. So 11-8, four runs come home for Nemaha Central, so not quite over yet. We'll go to the bottom of the fifth, coming up next here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Heinen True Value Farm Supplies, downtown Seneca, is where you'll find everything for your yard and garden projects. They have grass seed, fertilizers, lawn spray, and for your garden, bulk sweet corn seed, beans, peas, onion sets, and seed potatoes. Of course, they also have garden and yard equipment you can rent, tillers, sprayers, grass seeders, and a full line of tools to help you with your project. At Heinen True Value, just ask Reynolds. Behind every project is a true value.
Dealing with an insurance company immediately after an accident is the last thing you want to do. Moral Collision Repair works directly with your insurance company to negotiate the best possible plan for repairing your vehicle. Because we are a direct repair facility for two major insurance companies, we are authorized to act as the adjuster and estimator during the repair. This enables us to cut down processing time dramatically. Next time your car is in need of a little fixing up, bring it by Moral Collision Repair for a stress-free experience.
Kansaland Radio.
Been a wild game here in Seneca. It's 11-8 in favor of the home team, which is Sabetha, even though we're here in Seneca, Nemaha Central. Are the visitors as the 2 seed in the region. Sabetha is the 1 seed. Leading off is Marcus Bauman. Had an RBI double last inning. And caught a pickle. That first pitch from Enneking doesn't even hit the dirt. It hits the grass. About 5.5-6 feet in front of home plate. So a little bit of a miscue there. So with no base runners on, just a little chuckle, and you try to walk that off. 1-0 pitch. That one missing a little bit outside for ball two. Senior reliever has that ball roped into left center field. That's going to be a gapper. It hits right between the wall and the dirt on the warning track, and he slides in. And that's a leadoff double. His second multi-base hits. And he is now 3-for-4 with 2 doubles and a single. And that brings up Christian McAfee. Still in the hitting order, despite not pitching anymore. He is 1-for-3, a double and 2 runs. Sold the fielder's choice and a fly out to left field. First pitch, that's low for ball one from Enneking. And that hit, by the way, was hit number 16 of the ball game for this Sabetha offense. That one's outside. The ball hit up the middle for a base hit. Rounding third, getting the wave, coming home, and that's another run for Sabetha. RBI single for Christian McAfee as Bauman easily in the home. By the way, failed to mention the line for McAfee after his day on the mound is up. So he gave up 5 earned runs, 8 runs total. He gave up 7 runs total. Is that ball blasted into left field, left center field, and that's going to be into the gap for a double. Runners will be on second and third. Still nobody out. Enneking, a tough start to this inning for the right-handed reliever. That's 3 hits in a row. A make it 18 on the game for the Blue Jays offense. Unbelievable stuff. And they're going to go ahead and pull the cord. So Henneken goes just a third of an inning. And we'll send it off to another break. We'll be back in 60 seconds here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
May is Mental Health Month. Mental health is essential to everyone's overall health and well-being, and mental illnesses are common and treatable. So much of what we do physically impacts us mentally. It's important to pay attention to both your mental and physical health. If you are struggling with your mental health and want help finding the tools and resources to make you feel better, please call Seneca Family Practice at 785-336-6107 and schedule an appointment with your primary care physician today.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
See your local shelter insurance agents, Tom Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, for a free insurance review.
Kansaland Radio.
Portis, the new pitcher for Nemaha Central, as Sabetha has added another run to their tally. It's 12-8 in favor of the Blue Jays here in Seneca. Notice the stats. He has went 11 innings this year. This is his sixth appearance. He actually started two games with a record of 1-0. Also has a save. He's given up nine hits this year with four earned runs, six walks, and 15 strikeouts. ERA is 2.55 with a whip of 1.36 and a 2.30 opposing batting average. Chase Fry at the plate now. He had a couple of RBI doubles, beg your pardon, RBI singles in the first and second innings consecutively. That one misses outside. So he's 2-for-3 on the afternoon. A couple steals as well. Runners on second and third. Nobody out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. That one's in the dirt. Nice scoop. Beaters kept it in front of him. So Traven into King's day. Done early. He went just a third of an inning. Gave up three hits. All those coming in this inning. No walks, no strikeouts, and he's responsible for both base runners. Fry awaits the 2-0. Hit high in the air. In the infield. And that ball will be caught by the shortstop for out number one. Bill Niehaus making his fourth appearance at the plate today. Had a bunt single in the fourth inning. Came home to score on a balk. Looking to bunt again, and he went around. It's strike one on a pitch that was a little high for a possible suicide squeeze. The defense not ready for it. And now Garrity, the first baseman, kind of drifting towards home. Breaking ball. That one misses up. So one gone, 1-1 count. And he went around as he misses on a pitch that was inside, trying to get that bunt down the third base line. And that makes it 1-2. Might have to go back to the old regular swing here. Did a couple practice half swings, and that ball is in there for strike three. Nice breaking ball. That was kind of up and in the zone, and Niehaus is down on strikes. So Nordis is 2-for-2 for retiring batters. And that brings up Nathan Voos. He'll be pinch hitting for Grimm. And that ball's hit up the middle and took a weird hop and into center field for a base hit. And that's going to be a 2-RBI single for Voos. That makes it 14-8. Both of those runs are going to go to Enneking's account. He finishes the day with three earned runs. So his line is a third of an inning, three hits, three earned runs, no walks, no strikeouts. That brings up Aiden Lang. He is 1-for-2 with a walk and a single. Is that one in there? Strike one. A couple of runs as well. Started this game at 1:53. We were 7 minutes early, so we missed a couple pitches. That one gets to the backstop on a ball, and it gets loose over to second base on a wild pitch. Two gone here in the bottom of the fifth. Three more runs have come home for Sabetha, making it 14-8. Pitch in the air. Left field, it's racing in and making the catch is McKee for out number three. So it is indeed 14-8. Hemaw Central hoping to get something going once again. They're up in the sixth. Coming up next, you're on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop hail protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Green snap and wind can also be added for corn. Call Beth Dieters today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop. For peace of mind on your piece of earth, call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas, 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Hi, this is Joyce Sidbeck, the nurse and operator for Oakley Place of Seneca, which is a 12-bed home plus care facility that specializes in memory care. We maintain a 1-staff-to-4-resident ratio and recently increased our starting wages. We currently are hiring for certified nurse aides and certified medication aides. If you want to work in an environment where you have the ability to truly make a difference, we encourage you to apply online at oakleyplacecare.com or call 785-334-6000 for more information.
Hanselland Radio.
And is now on the mound for Sabetha. He has won 18 innings this season, making his seventh appearance, a record of 4-1. 7 earned runs, 7 hits, 21 walks, 14 strikeouts for an ERA of 272, a whip of 156, and an opposing batting average of just 115. So Kroll will now be the catcher for Sabetha. Noah Kroll making his 10th appearance this season. Kroll, one of the many seniors on the Sabetha roster. Meanwhile, for Hemaw Central, Jaden Thomas comes to play for the third time. Hasn't been his day. He's 0-for-2 with a pair of Ks. Going to get a bunt down and got a piece of it. It's foul tip. It goes back to the backstop. Here's the 0-1. Try to get the bunt down. He does so, but it goes right back to the mound. Should be easy play. Throw to first is in time. Bunt was just a tad too firm off the bat of Thomas. That brings up top of the order for the fourth time today. It's Brayton Uphouse. Last time he was up, he had a sacrifice fly that brought in a run in the fourth inning. Also reached base on an error in the third inning and came home to score there. Overall, he is 0-for-2. Now on one hops, the glove of Kroll for ball one. 14-8 our score. Sabetha in front over Nemaha Central, trying to get to state here in the regional championship in Seneca. That one, this is for ball two outside. As well for ball three. The Fry's day on the rubber is done. Get his tally in just a little bit as that one misses. It's a 4-pitch walk for Uphouse, and he's awarded first base. So Fry goes one inning, two hits allowed, one earned run allowed, no walks, and had a strikeout. That was last inning. Came in relief. That one hit past the shortstop, Garber, and that was playable. That's going to be an E6. And Uphouse gets second base, and Oberding is aboard for the fourth time today. The case Kramer comes to the plate after a base hit last inning, came home to score. He stole home. On a throw down to second base, first pitch. Runner goes to third, throw way high by Kroll into left field, heading home, and he's going to be safe and allows runner to advance to second as well. And Uphouse scores, and he looks like he hurt himself just a little bit, but not too much, though. A little bit of a limp. So Uphouse with a steal third and reaches home on the E2. And Oberding on the second as well. Kramer now awaits the 1-0 pitch. High fastball, that would have been a ball, but he hits a piece of it, fouls it off, first base side. Makes it 1-1. It was 14-9 now. Omaha Central has scored at least one run every single inning since the third. They still trail by 5. This one popped up in the air behind home plate, and Kroll can't get to it. Over the net for strike 2. Big difference in this game, a 6-run bottom of the fourth inning from Sabetha. They also had 4 runs in the second and 3 last inning in the fifth. Here in the bottom of the sixth. Beg your pardon, top of the sixth. High fastball, swinging at it again. Hopper up to Vuce, throw to first in time. That advances Oberding over to third via fielder's choice. 2 gone. Good job by Vuce to play that hop. That brings up Nordis once again for Omaha Central. He's over 2, a couple strikeouts. He walked last inning, stole second, and came home to score. First pitch. That was in there for a strike. Zetha just trying to play conservative, not get too crazy with their pitching or anything of that likes. Get out of here with a state tournament appearance. That ball blasted over the head of Niehaus in right field. That'll score 1 run. And that's going to be an RBI double. It's now 14-10. That ball really carried. Didn't think it was going to carry quite that much because it didn't look like it was a swing that Nordis really put everything into. But either way, Oberding scores, and it's 14-10. It's a 4-run ball game. And this is not a game that's over by any stretch of the imagination, especially with the way these two teams are hitting. Runner on second. Another base hit can make this a 3-run game. Reese Garrity, 0-for-1 with 2 walks and a run, as well as a stolen base. Nordis has his lead at second. That one's high for ball 2. Both teams expending a lot of pitchers recently. Sabeth is on their third, and Omaha Central is also on their third. McAfee, the starter for Sabetha, went 4 innings, gave up just 3 hits, but gave up 7 runs, 5 of those being earned, with 6 walks, including a stretch where he had 4 in a row. That one a swing and a miss to make it 2-1. And McAfee also had 5 strikeouts. Spry came out in relief after McAfee allowed 3 base runners on board. Spry, for that inning, gave up 2 hits. There's a check swing, didn't go. That one misses to make it 3-1, beg your pardon. Probably gave up 2 hits, 1 earned run, no walks, and a strikeout. And Herman in this inning went 2/3 looking for that elusive final out with a 3-1 count. Giving up 2 runs, swing and a miss. That makes the count full. Giving up 1 hit, 1 walk, and no strikeouts. Looking for 1 right here with now a 3-2 count. 14-10, Sabetha leading and trying to get out of this inning. Check swing, he got a piece of it. But it was not caught by Kroll, so it will stay 3-2. Portis has his lead over at second, the lone base runner. Here's the pitch. In there, strike three, got him outside corner. Big time strikeout, and the lead stays at four for the Blue Jays. Hope to add on some more. We go to the bottom of the sixth, coming up next on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Convenience and a return on your investment is important. At Helena, we understand that, which is why we created FastStand, a clean, convenient seed treatment without all the dust of talc or graphite. FastStand improves seed flowability, resulting in more efficient planting and more uniform stands. Combine that with our exclusive high-performing SAR technology, which improves seedling vigor, root development, and overall plant health, leading to greater yield potential. For a better return on your investment, treat your seed with FastStand. For more information, contact your local Helena representative today.
We heard it a lot during 2020. Stay local, shop small. Remember to keep that in mind when you're looking for your next mortgage lender. United Bank and Trust offers a full mortgage lending team available to help you through it all. Looking to buy a new house or tear down a few walls as your family grows? Stay local with your team at United Bank and Trust. Stop by your local branch and let a mortgage lender get you started. Or apply online at www.ubankonline.com. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Blue Jays hoping to add some more runs. They lead this one 14-10, with Nemaha Central getting two more runs in the top half of the sixth. And Matthew Garber lead things off for Sabetha. Nordis back on the rubber for Nemaha Central. First pitch from him, and that is grounded foul, and he wants that one back. He's upset with himself. Nordis came in and faced four batters, got a strikeout, allowed a two RBI single, but those runs are credited to Enneking and not him. 0-1 pitch. High fastball. Oh, that stayed in foul territory and curved into fair territory. And Garrity, all he had to do was field it, step on the bag, and he gets the out. So that's an unassisted play there. Wow, that was some weird spin, especially since it was a right-handed batter and it was hit down the first base side. Usually it's sliced that goes away from the line into foul territory, but had some wacky spin that put it into fair territory. The first pitch in there, strike one to Herman. Already his fifth plate appearance of the day. That's hit up into the gap, right center field. This is going to be a two-bagger. All the way to the warning track, the warning track. And that is a one-out double from Herman. That is his second double of the day and his third hit of the day, as he is now 3-for-5. As the hits continue to pile on for Sabetha. Now at the plate is Marcus Baumann once again. He is 3-for-4 with two doubles and a single. First pitch in there, strike one. Courtesy runner is Kyler Wenger at second base. Now one outside and up. Even the count, 1-1. That one almost hits him in the helmet, but Baumann able to back that one off. So the hit that he had in the fourth inning, that double, that was an RBI double. He was retired getting in a pickle in which the tag fell out of the shortstop's glove. This ball's hit to left center field. Backing up are the two fielders out there, and it's caught by Case Kramer. He falls to the ground, so does McKee. Here's the throw to the plate. It is going to be in time. He got him. And the umpires are going to converge here. And they're going to say that Baumann is out. So that's going to be it for the inning. We'll go ahead and go to the seventh inning coming up next. It's 14-10 Sabetha here on 103.9 FM KNZA.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home or business, you can get just what you want at Souther's Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors including rose quartz, river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Souther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
When your vehicle needs a shower and a good cleaning, take it to AG's Car Wash. Located at Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha, open for business and ready to clean your ride. AG's Car Wash has three wand bays and an auto wash built to give your vehicle that new, squeaky, clean look. It's easy, convenient, in and out, and efficient. AG's Car Wash, Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha. Clean up your ride and have it looking like new today.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Go to the seventh. Sabetha just three outs away from a state appearance. Jonah Dieters at the plate for the Thunder. First pitch, that one is up. So apologies on that last play, folks, for the bad call there. The ball was caught by Case Kramer, and then the relay on to his brother Cooper, then throw home. He got him out at the plate, so that was a double play, thus ending the inning since there was one out and getting the double play. So that is how that happened. My apologies for not making that clear. So that makes it 2-1 after that pitch in there. Wind up and the pitch. Hit in the air, blooper. Shallow center. That's going to be caught for out number one. Herman's still in the game for the Blue Jays. Came in last inning. Gave up one hit and one walk and two runs. And that brings up Derek Wirtz. He is 0 for 2 with a walk and a run. First pitch missing for ball one. That one in there for a strike. Back to the windup for Herman. Now one misses up. Makes it 2-1. On deck is McKee, or excuse me, beg your pardon, Enneking? Swing and a miss. It is going to be McKee, not Enneking, so McKee comes back into the game after Enneking had an RBI single in the fifth inning. Wind up in the 2-2. Foul straight back. So McKee's on deck. And Jaden Thomas in the hole if necessary. 2-2 pitch. In the air, left field. Lang is backing up, but he'll make the catch. Got some room. And now the Blue Jays are just one out away from a state appearance. So McKee is 0 for 1. He got a walk in the fourth inning and was thrown out at third. That one missing for ball one. There's a 1-0 pitch. That one misses up, pops out of the glove of Kroll, but nobody on, doesn't really matter. What an offensive onslaught from both teams here this afternoon. A 6-run bottom of the fourth for Sabetha. The main difference is that one just missing maybe up in the zone. That was right over the plate. So 6 runs in the fourth, 4 in the second, and 3 more in the fifth. Now misses up and away, and that's ball four, 4-pitch walk, McKee. Thomas comes to the plate, he's 0 for 3, 2 strikeouts and a bunt ground out back to the mound. top of the hitting order. Brayden Uphouse is on deck. First pitch in the dirt. Sermon works from the stretch. Sabetha also opened up the game with a first-inning run. That was an RBI single from Chase Fry. He got another one an inning later. Go back over to first, not in time. What a day for Christian McAfee in a day where he didn't have to have his best stuff, and he definitely certainly didn't, but he's definitely worthy of getting that victory, getting the W as that one foul tips. He went four innings, gave up just three hits, but five earned runs with seven total runs, six walks, including a stretch with four in a row, so besides that, only two, and then five strikeouts. So again, not his best day, but still going to be good enough possibly to get the win. If Herman can finish off the seventh inning, is that one missing outside? Just barely, the Sabetha faithful, and Herman himself also not happy with that call. The two gone, runner on at first. Top of the seventh, 14-10 Sabetha. Thomas awaits a 2-1. He goes, swing and a miss, but he gets away from Kroll through his legs. And the key is on to second. Now we'll go down as a pass ball. Herman on the mound. He was the starting catcher. Kroll, the backup catcher, is in now behind the plate. 2-2 pitch coming up, just one strike away. Here it comes. In the dirt, bouncing about 2 feet in front. Nice stop by Kroll. And that might have hit his right shoulder. Didn't hear any pad or anything like that. It sounded like it was too pleasant. And now he'll go jog up and talk to his pitcher, give himself a little bit of time to let that pain go away a little bit. So again, it's Collegiate, Humboldt, Columbus, Goodland, Bishop Ward, Central Plains, and Santa Fe Trail, the other seven winners of their respective regionals. This is the last one because of all the bad weather we've had this past week. Back on the rubber from the stretch. Herman dumps together. Here's the pitch. And that is hit to second baseman, and that is it. Sabetha is going to state. They win it. Final score 14-10. Congratulations to the Blue Jays. What a fantastic season. The one seed in the region is heading to Manhattan. And they'll try to take home a state title. As for Nemaha Central, a fantastic season from them as well, giving them all the credit in the world. But it's all about Sabetha today with an incredible offensive performance. 14 runs. Again, your final score 14-10. Let's take a break to wrap this one up, and we'll come back in just a little bit here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Protect the investment in your grass cattle or feeder cattle with a livestock risk protection policy from Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha. They've teamed up with NAU to provide a policy that works like a put option, but allows you to establish a floor selling price for livestock, plus it includes a government cost share like crop insurance. Call Roy today to learn more. Kansas Insurance, downtown Sabetha, 785-284-7611. NAU Country's an equal opportunity provider.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528, 336-3528.
KNZA.
Sabetha is on the stage as they win it 14-10. Jared Sluppy back with you to wrap this one up. What a terrific performance here from the Blue Jays here as they raise up the plaque. You can hear him celebrating on the field. This was a fun one. Not much pitching, but a lot of hitting as we break down how this one unfolded and try to tally up the final stats here. I'll try my best at least. Let's go ahead and get to how things unfolded. So the first run of the game came from the Blue Jays. They got an RBI single from Chase Fry. Then four more runs came across in the second inning. There was an RBI single from Kramer and Fry again, as well as one from Garber, and then another coming home on an error. And then the fourth inning is when Sabetha really cemented this game and got it out in their favor. So Nemaha Central League got three runs of their own after a run in the third to make it 5-4, but then six runs in the fourth inning, an RBI double from Bauman, as well as a two RBI single from Jacob Grimm, also a two RBI single from Matthew Garber, as well as a balk that brought home another run. Nemaha Central got four runs at the top of the fifth in a very good response, getting a steal home. They reached on an error and then a RBI single from Enneking. But then right back, Sabetha with three more runs. A two RBI single from Vuce and one from McAfee. And that really put the game out of reach, even though Nemaha Central got two more runs at the top of the sixth, thanks to an RBI double from Sam Nordis. And another one scoring on an error. So again, 14-10 is your final. McAfee gets the win. He goes four innings, three hits allowed, five earned runs, six walks, five strikeouts. Fry in relief goes one inning, two hits allowed, one run earned, no walks, and one strikeout. And Herman in two innings, taking a look at how I didn't really get to tally up his. I'll do it in my try to do it in real time. So he gave up. Looks like he gave up five hits with no earned runs, it appears, with one strikeout and no walks. So, Sabetha on the state. Congratulations to the Blue Jays. They're going to Manhattan coming up next Thursday. That's going to do it for us. Shout out to Kurt back in the studio for taking care of the ones and twos. And Logan as well coming in relief. Much like we've had our pitchers, we had a starter reliever in the booth today. So thank you so much for joining us here today. That's going to be it. Again, 14-10, Sabetha defeats Nemaha Central here in Seneca, here on 103.9 FM KNZA.
Thanks for listening to exclusive coverage of high school athletics right here on Kansaland Radio.